When I have faith in myself, I have faith in others, my creation. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. When I have faith in myself, I have faith in others, my creation. What does it mean to have faith in ourselves? What does it mean when I say I have faith in myself? When I say I have faith in myself, I am saying that my values, my ethics, my morals, my ways of looking at life are very sound and very positive. And I can stand by them and believe them and look at them. I might say to myself, if someone else were demonstrating the values that I have, would I believe that they were beautiful people? Would I believe they were people that I would like to associate with? If I saw other people in this world expressing the same confidence, the same belief, the same faith that I have, would I want them as a friend? Would I want them as an associate in my business? Would I want them as a member of my family? Would I be happy to be in their company? And you see, this sort of a comment brings us to thought in mind, just what is it that we are doing? When I have faith in myself, I have faith in others, my creation. You see, when we have faith in ourselves, we do go into our inner realm and our inner thinking, and we do consider just what it is and where it is that other people are acting too. When we have faith in ourselves, we know intuitively that we would admire a person who acted like that, who had faith in themselves, who believed in themselves, and who were practicing what they believed. You see, this, whatever we do in ourselves, whatever thought we have in ourselves, whatever attitude we have in ourselves, this is what all the world around us demonstrates to us, because it is our creation. It is our reflection. It is a demonstration of who and what we are. As the Absolute Philosopher, I think about these things. I think, what does faith mean? I think, what does faith mean to me, and what does faith mean to others? What is faith? What is faith all about? Faith is a very elusive, very difficult thing to grab a hold of and to catch on to. And the reason that faith is so difficult to catch on to is that it is something that I haven't thought about too much in my life. I've just gone out and pragmatically gone over the things that needed to be done and haven't given too much attention to the foundation that stands behind it. And because I haven't given too much attention to the foundation that stands behind it, I have not been as beneficial to myself as I could be. Think on these things. An absolute philosopher is one who thinks on these things. An absolute philosopher thinks in the absolute, you might say. Well, all right. What does absolute have to do with faith? What does absolute have to do with creation? Well, we live in a human world. We live in a relative world. We live in a world of creation, of faith. We live in a world of considering what's going on in this world and what's going on with people in this world and what they're doing. And as long as we're doing that, then all of our absolute relationship will be relative. All of our absolute thinking will be based upon our relative world. If I can take a diamond and I can facet that diamond with my chisels and with my tools, and I can make that diamond into something that demonstrates what I have within me, the magic within me, the beauty that is within me, then I am giving myself into something that is very beautiful. Now, there are gemologists, there are diamond cutters all over the world, and all these diamond cutters have a similarity to them. They all cut the stones in basically the same way, because the stones have a purpose. They're for a ring, or they're for a pendant, or they're for some sort of jewelry. And they cut these stones in line with what it's designed for. And there are very few diamond cutters, in fact, I don't even know of any, but there are very few diamond cutters on the face of the earth who cut diamonds in unique patterns, in strange, far-out patterns, in patterns that are lovely beyond imagination, that cause the inner fire of the diamond to burst forth through the stone into the eyes of the beholder. Now, why is it that we don't see diamonds in unique forms? Why is every diamond basically cut in a similar shape? As we said, it has a similar purpose. But why not be unique? Have a similar purpose, it's true, but be so unique, be so special with a diamond. How could you cut a diamond that would make it be something unique and something so special that there's no comprehension, there's no comparison of it to anything else? How could you do that? Well, this is something that diamond cutters have puzzled with as long as there have been diamond cutting, as long as there have been gem cutting for gemstones for the kings of ancient cultures and ancient times. As long as there have been people who found beauty in stones and minerals, they have looked for making something unique and something special. But you see, something unique and something special doesn't come from the diamond. It doesn't come from the stone. As Michelangelo told us, he found this stone that other stone cutters had rejected because it was imperfect. And out of it, he brought the perfect statue of David. You see, he had the statue of David in himself, and he put the statue of David in the stone. First, we have to have the gemstone and its uniqueness in us. And then we can cut any diamond and bring it forth. Now you say, any diamond? Could Michelangelo have done that with any piece of marble? Yes, he probably could. We cannot say that he did because we have no evidence of that, but we know that he did with this particular stone, with this particular piece of marble. We know that it can be done. If Michelangelo were to cut every statue as a David, a David, a David, a David, soon it would become a boring statue, and the statue of David would be less than fabulous. It'd be less than remarkable. But it is great because it is unique. It is great because it's perhaps one of a kind. Many have tried to emulate. Many have tried to copy. Many have tried to create another David, but they can't do it because the David that is within them that they're creating is different than the David of Michelangelo. You and I each are like these beautiful gemstones. You and I each are the ones who have unique individual faith within us, an individual belief within us, an individual calling within us of some way in which we are presenting ourselves to our world in a unique way that is so beautiful and so fantastic that it will never be appreciated, and we are not there to have it be appreciated, but we appreciate it. Are we living according to whatever values we have? Are we living according to who we know we are? Oh, the world didn't appreciate Michelangelo as he was doing his wonderful work. The Pope didn't appreciate him. The Pope tried to get as much work out of him as he could, and that was fine. His fellow workers recognized he was a genius, but they didn't know how great a genius he was. His fellow artists of his own time, his peers, they recognized that he was a great artist, but they, each peer thought they were greater than Michelangelo, and for them, they were. And this is how it is with each one of us. When I have faith in myself, I have faith in others, my creation. Each one of us is a Michelangelo creating a David. Each one of us is creating a Pietà. Each one of us is creating all of the great works that came out of the master sculptor, out of the master painter, out of the master artisan. Each one of us. Now, look at your creation about you. And as you look, and as I look at my creation about me, I see just where I am in my belief structure. I see just where I am as an absolute philosopher. I see just where I am as the creator of my world. And I look out at what I see. It is good and very good. No matter how often my creation will protest that they're not so good, I see through them. I see as Michelangelo saw in the block of marble, he saw David. I look through each of my creation and see the finished product, full, complete, glorious, and wonderful, just as I am, just as you are. It's a wonderful world that we're living in. It is a wonderful world because the genius that we are is shining forth even before the form is revealing it. Have a lovely day and think beautiful thoughts. Remember, you are the absolute philosopher, and you are a very good philosopher. I love you. I love you. I love you.